if you're still coming in, it's great to see you.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
Barry, my friend, how are you, sir?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, you know, living the dream. How about yourself?
About the same.
Yeah, yeah. Happy Thursday. I like what you got going on in the background there.
Oh, thanks. I'm feeling festive. Feeling festive.
Well, that looks amazing.
As you can see, I've got I guess, what do you call that? What do you even call it? It's a bush. A bush.
Half a wreath.
Yes.
Half a wreath.
Yeah. As you can see, my stockings I got ready for Santa.
Mm.
So I'm ready.
Mm. You just take those off and put those up. Is that what happened there?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I guess you don't need to be. I don't know about. I hate when I'm on close up like that.
It's a little weird. I can deal with it though. Yeah. I'm ready for my close up, Mr. Garrity.
Bam! Well, here we are. Thank you for joining us, everyone. Bridget, Gabriella, Amanda, Lisa, Kim, Tammy, Chris, Maureen. Bridget points out you've got Garland.
Garland, that's what it's called.
Garland.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Uh huh. And Mary wants to know, two stockings?
Yep. Yep. Because I am a good boy.
One for each foot, right?
Yeah. I want my stockings stuffed.
Well, we'll work on that, fella. We'll work on that. Well, George is here. Good damn evening, he says.
What's up, George?
George, thanks for joining us, buddy. Whitney, a.k.a. my real friend Whitney, is with us. Hello, Whitney. Now, we've got a lot of show to talk about this evening. Chris is hoping Santa brings you ketchup in Publix chicken, Barry.
Oh, you know what? Can you? All right, I'm going to put myself. Barry. Is my little ketchup ornament right there. See it?
Oh, next week we are going to have an amazing episode. I can
it's
tell.
That's going to be our award-winning episode.
Yes, yes. You know, if you just click on the solo layout there up in the upper left-hand corner, you can zoom in there, and I can still be.
Well, Bill, this is only episode 39. They say it takes a good 50 to 72 episodes before you actually.
Is that what they say?
That's it.
Oh. Oh, well, I heard 40.
Oh, wow. I better get moving.
Yeah. So we have until next week to get this all straightened out. You know, the best thing, in a little bit, we've got Mary joining us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have some fun with Mary this evening. And she's already down below us. So we can kind of see her down there. And the fun thing about that is when we say a joke that Mary doesn't necessarily agree with, you get to see a little of this. So we are gonna have some fun this evening. George is questioning. Well, I should probably read these before I click them when it's George. He's questioning his manhood. He's excited for Godmothered tomorrow on Disney Plus. It looks really funny. George, it has that the girl that was in the show on Comedy Central, and she was on 22 Jump Street. I like her. I think she's actually pretty funny. So I'm right there with you. Ricardo is joining us from Texas. Hello, sir. Out in on the West Coast, we've got Sean. Lisa loves your decoration, sir.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Amanda is ready for Mandalorian tomorrow. Now, Barry, have you gotten back into Mandalorian? Have you?
I'm so lazy. No, I still haven't gotten past episode 3 of the first season. Not because I didn't like it, just because I'm just lazy. And I, when I get home, I just surf Facebook. I just have to tune in. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You you tune out rather than tuning in.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. I get it. I get it. Daniel, yes. I hope you had fun down there. We've got a lot of people who want to know where you stayed and how you liked it. We have Samita with us this evening. Admitting you have a problem is the first step.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, seriously, Barry's tree looks good. You did post a picture of your tree last night on your page, correct?
I did. Yes, I did. I could swivel the camera around here to show you, but no, I'm not going to do that. You don't want to see this place.
we could see Kiwi.
Kiwi is right. There she is.
Hey, Kiwi.
She's just staring at me.
Barry's cat Kiwi there. Kiwi is an amazingly cool cat.
Yeah.
And quite the looker as well. Megan, thank you for joining us live. It's great to have you here. Daniel says it was amazing. Rode pretty much everything, ate some delicious food, and tried new snacks. George's saying that you were at my house or at my mom's house.
No, that's later. That's later tonight.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Whitney says hi to Kiwi. There we go. Yeah, Steve points out that Barry will start watching The Mandalorian when it is canceled. Kim likes says it all looks good. I think she's talking about you, though. I don't think she's talking about the Christmas decorations.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, sure.
She's just saying.
Absolutely. Okay, I have to give a shout out to Kim because Kim has been messaging me for the past 2 weeks, telling me where she's gotten all her McDonald's toys. Hmm. She's given me we live very close to each other.
Oh, and, that's awesome.
Yeah. And she has been scouting out all the McDonald's around me.
Hmm. So how many are you? How many do you have now?
I think I forget how many there are, but I know I'm missing three.
Ten.
Okay. I'm missing three. So I have seven. I have seven out of the 10.
Yeah. This week I got Mickey and Minnie in the car.
I got that one too. Yep.
Yeah. It's sad because, you know, people ask, what are you going to do with those? I don't have an answer.
Yeah.
Am I even going to end up decorating with them? If I ever get the shelves up behind me, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I'll be honest. I want to collect them because when I go to the McDonald's and ask them, I always get two because I want one for myself. And I also think it would be fun to give out an entire set as a prize on one of the shows. So
That would be good, actually. And, you know, something that we're going to do next week, a little stocking stuffer. We're going to give away this bad boy.
Ooh.
It is the Matterhorn Bobsleds attraction, Disneyland 65th anniversary pop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Next week, we're going to give that away as a little stocking stuffer gift. So we have that going for us. We have a special guest already lined up for next week as well.
Yes. Sean from the Walt's Apartment Podcast will be joining us.
Yes. All right. Anyway, we have rambled on long enough. Let's jump in and take a look at some of the news if I can find it. You know what? Before we do that, now, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the Star Wars Christmas Lego special.
Mm-hmm.
And you shared with us your favorite Star Wars Christmas joke, Barry. Go ahead and share that with us again.
Well, it was there's a multitude of ways you can tell this joke, but the way I like to do it is, how did Darth Vader know what Luke got him for Christmas?
I don't know, Barry. How did Darth Vader know what Luke got him for Christmas?
He felt his presence.
And we've got a little meme with that. And then earlier today, we saw this.
Yeah.
And it's a variation on the joke where Darth is saying that he knew what Luke got for Christmas. And Luke says, how is that possible? I have felt your presence.
I've been seeing this is my joke. This is mine. Mm-hmm. I've been telling this joke for years now, and I've been seeing it all over Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm disappointed.
And they say that's such a lame dad joke. And then Darth said, you know, it's funny you should mention that. So first up, let's start with let's just get some ugly news out of the way. Three of Disney parks are closed again. Disneyland has remained closed since March. Paris closed at the end of October. And then yesterday, Hong Kong closed again. Mm-hmm. So a whole lot of closures going on, which makes me wonder, do you think that maybe Disney World will close again?
No, not in Florida. It's not going to happen. I don't want to get political, but
yeah.
It's not going to happen in Florida. I think that's it's a fat chance that it'll close again.
You know, what is happening in Florida though, Barry?
What's that?
Funny you should ask. Characters are appearing at Disney Resort hotels. So this apparently started yesterday. And yesterday they were you had Mickey and Minnie who were spotted in Pop Century. And I think Beach Club was the other one. The Disney Park blog actually says, and while you're visiting the resort, you may just spot a favorite Disney pal taking in the sights as well. Now, I don't believe that you get to actually meet them because, again, social distancing rules and all of that. Does that do anything for you, Barry? Would you go to some of the resorts to see the Christmas decorations and
the decorations? Yes. Last year, I was able to hop around a couple of the resorts. They were really nice. I went to the Polynesian Animal Kingdom Lodge. Mm-hmm. All really cool decorations. I'm not a character guy, you know, so that doesn't do anything for me. But, you know, what I thought was cool the last trip was a lot of the social distancing things that you would be able to get. You'd see Winnie the Pooh, you know, playing in the thing, catching. I thought that was pretty cool. So that would, and I'm assuming that's what they're probably doing at these hotels also.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that actually would be pretty neat to see.
Yeah, you know, when we were down there, we saw Winnie the Pooh out over by Figment, right?
Yeah.
In that little area on the other side of the thing. The worst part about it was about halfway through his time out there, he just took a big old dump on the lawn.
Yeah, well, that was the best part. And all the kids were like, "Ew, mommy," and they ran away screaming.
And he picked it up and he started throwing it at people. It was really unfortunate.
I thought it was great.
Yeah. So moving on to some more awesome things. You have the Disney Experience app on your phone, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. You look at that almost daily, don't you?
Well, I used to. I'm like a crazy person with that thing. I look at wait times for no reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I used to check out like the Rise of the Resistance boarding groups. For no reason, just to see how it was going.
Well, yesterday on the My Disney Experience app, they dropped a video that celebrates 40 years of Disney doing Make-A-Wish things in the parks. And you can see some of the stats they have up there. They've got a lot of really cool pictures of kids enjoying time with all of the different Disney characters and all of that. It's worth checking out. If you go on to the My Disney Experience app, you can see all of that. It's pretty awesome.
It's very cool. They have a long history with Make-A-Wish Disney, and it's very nice. It's a very nice thing.
Mm-hmm. So Daniel points out that if there's poo by Figment, call a janitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of folks agree with you as far as Florida not closing things down. Mary, it is nice to see you. Welcome. A long day of work is never fun, but hey, at least at the end of it, you can hear really stupid jokes.
Yes.
All right. Moving on. What else we got? Oh, here's something. Three Disney World restaurants are... Barry, can you click on that? Thank you. Disney World is reopening three in-park restaurants, including one of our favorites, Woody's Lunchbox.
Yes.
They're already serving things again, including the grilled cheese and the wonderful adult lemonade. Tomorrowland Terrace and then Crystal Palace have also reopened. Have you dined at either of those places?
Crystal Palace, I have, yes, bunch of times.
That's primarily like breakfast and stuff, right?
Well, they serve lunch also and dinner. I think also, but it's a buffet. It's a character buffet. It's all Winnie the Pooh characters.
Yeah, yeah.
Tomorrowland Terrace. No, I don't think I've ever been there actually.
Yeah, you know, neither have I. Maybe our next time down, we need to do that. The adult lemonade, fantastic. Tachos, fantastic. Yes. Mary says Crystal Palace is all three meals. You have to the fourth meal, as everyone knows, you got to go to Taco Bell.
Yeah, my favorite.
Chris is asking, any word on the Genie app for Disney? And for those of you not aware, the Genie app is going to soon take the place of My Disney Experience. We had some news on that a couple weeks ago, and then I forgot to click on it. And then I deleted it since we didn't. But they did talk about it at that expo that they had a couple of weeks ago, Chris, and everything is coming along, and that will be rolled out in the near future. They didn't say exactly when, I don't think. But yes, the Disney Genie is coming very, very soon.
Now, is that supposed to totally replace My Disney Experience?
I believe so, yes.
I mean, I've heard of it, and it's supposed to be pretty cool, but I don't really know a lot about the details.
And it's been in the development stage for, I think, about 2 years now. I'm sure once it opens, we'll never have any app crashing going on ever again at Disney.
No, of course not. We'll never, ever, ever see again Stitch saying he ate the freaking page again.
You know, one of my favorite, when the app was down, do you remember when Taco Bell had the app down a while ago? I think they were giving away a free taco or something. They were giving away something free. Yeah. And the thing broke. And all it was, the way that they showed you it was broken, was on it false. And like all of the contents of the taco comes out and it shovels itself back.
Yes. I still have nightmares about it. I wake up in a cold sweat.
I don't know why. I love that. I thought that was so darn funny.
Well, they weren't just giving away a taco. They were giving away an entire $5 box.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah.
Why they thought that the system wasn't going to crash, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because you couldn't just go to the restaurant and order one. You had to do it online.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like because – or else you could go to any of the restaurants and say, hey, I didn't get my $5 box yet, you know? So
did you ever end up getting that?
I paid for it because I was so in the mood for Taco Bell that I took a crowbar and opened up my wallet and actually bought it.
Wow. You, sir, are what they call an American hero.
Yes.
Josh DeMauro said that no one should stand in line. I wonder if everything goes to virtual queue. I don't know. That would be interesting to see. Mary is saying Genie doesn't replace the My Disney Experience.
Yeah, so we have to look. Sorry, Bill.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
No, we have to look into that because I've heard a couple different things about that.
Well, you know, I understand that we have someone on standby who may know something about it.
Well, the person that's on standby, she knows everything.
I do believe so, but let's bring her on.
Okay.
So, Mary, this is your warning that you're coming on, and we're going to talk about what you know about My Disney Experience and all of that. So, folks, welcome to the show, our friend Mary. Mary, how are you?
I'm good. Are you going to be nice?
Yeah. Am I going to be nice? I'm always nice. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. What about there Barry?
I make no. I can't control Barry. Barry, are you going to be nice?
There she is, my arch nemesis.
No, the genie thing is supposed to like replace touring plans, like you know the other paid things that people.
Oh, okay.
So it's supposed to work alongside of my Disney experience because you know they're such good app developers. They need another app that will work great.
Yeah, that's what I want to do is download a second Disney app onto my phone that I can crash on. So
exactly.
That is fantastic. Steve says my experience with upgrades is that they work worse than the original, at least early on. So George, you don't have to worry. George says, as soon as I understand something, they replace it. Well, that doesn't have to happen now. So
he finally, George, after 85 attempts, finally got on Rise of the Resistance.
So Mary, you got a lot of people saying hi. You got Bridget saying hi. You have Samantha saying hi. You have Kim saying hi.
And now Chris is going to do the correcting since I'm here.
Yeah, well, someone's got to do that. So
that's right.
I am glad you appointed someone to take your place for the evening, Chris. I hope you're up to the challenge because Mary has an eagle eye and she can spot a mistake a mile away.
Mary, I'm curious. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you from Florida?
No, I live in Maryland.
Oh, okay, all right.
But we're DVC, so I go.
Nice. Well,
in normal circumstances, I go to Disney a couple times a year.
Awesome.
So Mary lives in Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Quite a coincidence.
That's good. That's quite convenient, don't you think? So George says you can learn all about the app voiced over by Josh Gad.
You had to mention that, didn't you? Mm.
Always have to mention Josh Gad. You know why we always have to mention Josh Gad, don't you?
Because he's Barry's favorite person.
But because he is gantastic. Welcome back, sir. All right, we have a couple more news things to talk about here. So, Mary, you get to join us on the panel for the rest of the news. Okay. So I hope you're comfortable with that. A really cool thing that happened last week is Disney gathered all of the coins that are in the like in Cinderella's wishing fountain and in Small World, all of that, and donated $20,000. To the Coalition for the Homeless of Central Florida. Now, there's no word whether they put it all into rolls and all that, or if they just like got a wheelbarrow and rolled it over. But that's a pretty fantastic thing. And
I always wondered how much money was in there if you dug it all out. So that's pretty cool.
Apparently, we have a coin shortage, so you know that'll help.
Yeah, $20,000 in coins—that's a lot of coin.
Yeah.
Bill, can I click on George's comment real quick? He says, it's all.
But he can't spell it.
Yeah. He says, obviously a grammar major and what do you call that when it's, anyway, he jacked it all up. And, but Bill, didn't we find a picture of Mary on the internet?
Well, we didn't. Now, our graphics team is working on this. Now, Mary, I don't know if you have heard or not, but earlier this year, our graphics team got an intern. And they have been studying under our graphics department the entire quarter, and it's not quite ready to be released just yet, but sometime, hopefully within this hour, fingers crossed, the intern's first graphic, which includes you, is going to be released.
Okay.
It's an exciting evening. Now, before we jump back into the news, though, Mary, you started to tell us a little bit about yourself, that you're from Maryland.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about how you came to love Disney and all of that.
I had a relative that lived in Disney, so we went every year when I was a child. My grandparents would take me, and then went there on my honeymoon with my husband, and we've been like 44 times since 2000.
Oh, that is awesome.
Three DVC contracts, so.
Uh-huh. So what's your favorite place to stay when you're down there?
We own a beach club and Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Nice. Nice. And now you also have done some other fun stuff on podcasts, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been on Stan Solo's show and Grand Circle Tour. Yeah, I like to go on podcasts sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when you go on the other podcasts, what kind of stuff are you talking about?
The one I just did with Stan, we talked about dining, of course, you know, kind of pre-COVID dining. That was good. And then other ones I've been on, you know, you answer the questions about why you like Disney and all your favorite Disney things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah. Well, it is nice of you to join us tonight. Thank you for agreeing to do that. It's a lot of fun having you join us every week. I enjoy the ball busting that you give me. So thank you for that. I get a big kick out of that. So we'll jump back in a little bit later. We're going to play a game. It is a game that was developed with you in mind.
Oh, okay.
So it's
interesting.
Uh-huh. We'll see where that goes. Now the last story we have, and I don't know if you have seen this, but the spectacular Blue Smith it was arrested for allegedly assaulting a Disney World worker after joking about COVID-19. Now from People Magazine, we found that he was arrested Monday after he walked past a Disney World employee, pretended to sneeze, and said, "Coronavirus." I appreciate Barry's little chuckle there.
I don't mean to laugh.
So the Disney employee didn't find it funny. And according to the arrest affidavit from the Orange County Sheriff's Office, the employee originally told Smith that the joke wasn't funny, but the musician and CEO responded, "I thought it was." So you can see where this is going. The employee then told Smith, you'll think this is hilarious if I ask you to step out of the line. Now, it sounds to me like there's a whole lot of, "Hey, tough guy. What are you doing, tough guy?" There's a whole lot of that going on here.
Yeah.
And it resulted with an argument that then escalated when the employee stepped in front of Smith and tried to attempt him from continuing through the line. And Smith then turned and punched him on the right side of the jaw, right temple area. Apparently, the employee suffered a concussion. Nothing more serious than that, but he did stumble to the ground and all of that. Now, that's the wrong graphic, but anyone who puts the word spectacular in front of their name, Barry, would you ever go by Spectacular Barry Selfon? Would you ever?
It actually has a nice ring to it.
Yeah. And Magnificent Mary, would you do that, Mary?
No, we'll let Barry have the title.
Okay.
I never heard of the guy, but
me either.
Maybe this is a good thing because you don't want people like that in Disney. I'm sure he's banned for life.
Mm-hmm. Chris points out Mary is a better guest than Rudy. Now, that's why at the end of the podcast we always talk about the ratings because everybody knows that we'll get there at the end, Mary. So we'll ask you tonight what folks should do if it's less than a 5-star rating, and we'll see what Mary says about that.
Okay.
So I have been ignoring comments, folks. I'm sorry. I get all excited about talking about stuff. And do that. So Cinderella's Wishing Fountain is probably where the Goonies ended up, is what Daniel thinks. Steve points out they have 520 points through three contracts. Mary, is that better or worse than what you guys have?
No, that's my husband.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
He's just, you know, chiming in.
Yeah, Steve, nice to have you. Thanks for joining us tonight, and thanks for coming in with Mary. Let's see here. Barry's specula. I'm not even going to try to finish that. Bridget points out that you're overcompensating with adjectives before names. So that is a true thing, and I can say that because I am brilliant Bill Garrity.
Well, you know, they say that, like, men who drive, like, these huge trucks or, like, you know, big expensive sport cars, sports vehicles or whatever are compensating for something. Yeah. Right?
It's true.
I drive a Kia Forte, so... You decide what that means, guys.
I drive a Cadillac Escalade XL,
and it has hydraulics.
Yeah, and the lights underneath it. Yeah, I go the whole thing. So you tell me what that means.
Well, you know, Mary's husband, Steve, also says. On another podcast we watch late at night, Mary is known as Savage Mary.
Mary, come on, spill the beans. Why are you known as Savage Mary?
Just for giving him a hard time.
So basically, it's the exact same thing you do here, but they gave you a Savage in the front of it. Okay,
pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, at least you are consistent.
Right, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate that. You know, with Mary, she's going to bust your balls, but you're going to have a good time. So there we have it. There we have it. Now, the graphic department just said that the picture's ready. Let's see here. Here we go. We're all seeing this for the first time, just as you're seeing it. It is okay. Here we go.
Wow. Oh, wow. That is some shoddy work.
That is, it's a good thing we don't pay the intern. I'm wondering if we could get a closer up version of that. Is that okay? They're going to work on that while we continue talking here. Now, the game that we are going to play tonight is one that has to do with Disney songs. And the vocabulary that is in Disney songs. It's a little thing that we are going to call the Airbnb Disney Podcast Movie Vocab Blab.
That's a mouthful.
That's a lot of title right there.
Yes.
So, again, we are going to be playing the Airbnb Disney Podcast Movie Vocab Blab. And we're going to jump in with the first one, which is from Beauty and the Beast and the song Gaston. And the word that we're going to talk about is paragon. So as Josh Gad sings, there's no man in town half as manly, perfect a pure paragon. And now paragon, does that mean extremely muscular or fit? Does it mean a person who has special skills or abilities, or is it a person or a thing regarded as the perfect example of something? So we're going to let folks chime in from home. Again, does paragon mean A, B, or C? Does it mean extremely muscular fit, a person who has special skills or abilities, or a person or thing regarded as a perfect example of something? Mary, let's have you go first this round. Which one of those do you think paragon is?
That would be C.
C. Mary, what about you, sir?
You know.
Uh-huh.
You know the answer.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mary, what about you? Paragon?
It would have to be C, because I mean that defines Gaston to a T, I think.
Mm-hmm. And the answer is, well, let's see what folks at home are saying. They are saying a whole lot of C's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
C. C. Yeah, a whole lot of C's. And the correct answer actually is C, a person or thing regarded as the perfect example of something.
Now, so, go ahead. I'm not good at math, but I think so far that means that I have 2 points. Mary has 1 point. Right?
Oh, sure. Sure. Okay. If that's if you want to, I'll tell you what, we're going to make you the official scorekeeper. You just keep track of the score while we're going through this.
Okay.
And then at the end, you report back to us and tell us what the final score is.
I can do that.
Okay. Okay. Mary, does that sound good to you?
Good. Not really, but that's okay. I'll play along.
Okay. Okay, good. Because and that's how we play Ear, B&B, Disney Podcast, Movie, Vocab, Blab. How about that? Okay, they say that they've got the close-up ready for us now.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, look at that. Wow. That is some quality work that they've done there.
But it is, listen, it's true.
Barry, have you met the intern?
No.
No? Well, see, Mary, I know you've not been out to Airbnb Studios yet, but it is quite big. We're pretty important. It's all one building, but I'm in northern Kentucky and Barry's in Jersey. Okay. So
can we bring that up? Can we bring that picture up again? The close up? See, I haven't met the intern, but I think they may have lied on the application.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, it's not great.
Well, that's why they're an intern. They're not getting paid for this.
Well, they're
supposed to be learning. I don't know what they've been doing with their time.
Yeah,
it apparently isn't.
Give Sam back her kindergartner.
Sam, you need to come pick up your kindergartner. Steve says it must be the intern because I am blind and your graphics always look like someone blind did it. Well, I now know why you two are married. It contains a lamp and a small version of the wood Mary has behind her. All right. Anyway, you know what I think we should do? We should probably get back to playing what we like to call the Airbnb Disney Podcast Movie Vocab Blab.
If you say the name of that game again, we're going to be at 9 o'clock and it will be over.
Oh, no. I will try not. They're working on an edit to the name of the title. So we'll hopefully get to that before 9 o'clock. So number two here is from The Hunchback of Notre Dame and the song Hellfire. And why can't I think of his name? Mary, what's his name? The priest guy.
Hades, right?
No, that's not. Mary, are you regretting saying yes to coming on this evening yet?
No, I just forgot how bad Barry really is at this.
Well, you know, I mean, there's always a person who is here just for the looks. And thank you, Barry, for agreeing to be that person.
Not a problem. I mean, I can take my shirt off if you want.
Yes, whenever you're ready, sir.
Okay.
You go ahead. Mm-hmm. I would do it Hulk Hogan style. Just rip it off.
All right.
Monsignor? Why am I? Anyway, regardless, he sings, you know how I'm much, goodness. He sings not that at all. He sings, you know, I'm so much purer than the common, vulgar, weak, licentious crowd.
Huh.
Now, does that mean lewd or sexually promiscuous, disregarding the rules, or extremely ugly? Which of these is that? Is that lewd or sexually promiscuous, disregarding the rules, or extremely ugly. We've got a couple of A's here. We've got a B from Kim. Garrett with an A. Barry, I believe it is your turn. Whitney says B. Samantha says A. Barry, I believe it is your turn to go first here, sir. So what does licentious mean? Is it lewd or sexually promiscuous, disregarding the rules, or extremely ugly?
Well, I'm going to go with B.
Okay.
Which was, what was that again?
B is disregarding the rules.
Yeah, I'm going to say that because I don't know if Disney would be a word that means lewd or sex, but promiscuous. I never heard of the word. So I don't know. Mary, did Bill pronounce that word correctly?
Pretty close.
Okay.
Okay, Mary, you go ahead and hit me. How do you pronounce licentious?
You got it. The first time I was a little unsure.
The first time through, I couldn't pronounce you. So that was less me not knowing. I just apparently my brain wasn't working properly. So Barry's saying B, disregarding the rules. Mary, what do you have as far as that is concerned, licentious?
I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? We have a tie on this one, I think, because it is actually both A and B. It is both lewd or sexually promiscuous and disregarding the rules.
Really?
Yes. Well, I know it's got to be true because our graphics department put this together.
Okay. Well, I guess that's another point for me then.
Okay. All right.
He's going to give himself 2 points.
You know, don't make it. I want there to be some suspense as far as who's going to win.
Okay, so, I won't say no more then.
Yeah, you just at the end you tell us who won.
Okay,
and we'll go from there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we are playing a game. If you've just joined us, called Airbnb Disney Podcast Movie Vocab Blab, and. Well, they say they have the new title ready, and that is just this.
Oh, jeez,
this name sucks. Well, okay, well, so we're playing a game called This Name Sucks, and we're moving on to number three. Number three is from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Out there, they will hate and scorn and jeer. Why invite their calumny and consternation? Stay in here. So calumny, is it a sudden alarming dismay? Is it a false and slanderous statement? Or is it anger? So what does calumny mean? So guys, go ahead and Bridget was mad on the last one that it didn't have A and B as an option.
Yeah, well, we it's the intern.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. The intern did that. Mary, Sam is sorry that you have to put up with us. Probably not half as sorry as you are.
you torture her sometimes. So.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And Kristen has joined. Thank you for joining us, Kristen. Welcome to the party. We are playing a game called This Name Sucks. And we are talking about calumny right now. And we have a lot of folks coming in with B. We have a couple of C here. Some folks say that it is a false and slanderous statement. Some say it's anger. Some say it's a sudden alarming dismay. Mary, what says you? What says you about calumny? What do you think that is?
I'm going to go with B.
Mary's going with B. What about you, Barry?
Can you bring it back up? I wasn't paying attention. All right, here we go. Out there, they will hate and scorn and jeer. Why invite their calumny?
Calumny, yes.
And constipation? Is that what that says?
Close enough, yeah.
Stay in here. Okay, I'm going to say anger. The people are angry. So C.
All right, the correct answer is B. A false and slanderous statement.
Okay.
Okay. So Barry's going to score that. And, yeah.
Well, then, all right. So I'm giving Mary a point. So that means it's, I have six, Mary has two. All right.
We want it to be a secret.
Oh, I forgot.
I had okay. six questions.
All right. I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, after three questions, Barry is up 6-2. Mm-hmm. Nicely done.
Thank you.
And that is how we play This Name Sucks. Number four, it's from the same song. What? Out there they will hate and scorn and jeer. Why invite their calumny and consternation? Stay in here. Is consternation a sudden alarming dismay, anger, or complete and utter disrespect? So what does consternation mean, Barry? Does it mean an sudden alarming dismay, anger, or complete and utter disrespect? Samantha's the first to chime in with an A. Jody with a C. Garrett with an A. Chris says, I need to hear Mary say yellow live once during this game. We'll work a yellow in. I am
Mary,
sure of that.
Mary, now there's a grammar mistake in there, Mary. With Chris, right? Am I right?
There is, yes.
Where is it?
Well, first of all, you can't say yellow. You have to spell it Y.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. But
he also has a typo there for here.
Yes, here. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He has the wrong here.
Exactly. Here.
Here. Jen, thank you for joining this. Richard says he hates this game. Rafe hates this game. He hasn't seen Hunchback. This is the last Hunchback question, Rafe. Don't worry. We're moving on to that. George points out that the game is giving him consternation. He is all consternated as a result of this game. Sean,
dismayed or angered?
You're going to say anger?
No, I'm saying George is saying it gives him consternation. Is he having dismay or is he having anger for the show?
I think he had a big dinner and now he's all consternated.
Yeah. So I think, wait, is it my turn?
Sure. Sure.
Okay. So
you're going to give yourself the points anyway. So go ahead.
At first, I thought that said constipation. And I know what that is, but it didn't make sense, like in the context of this sentence. But I know what consternation is, and now it's all makes sense. It all coming together. Consternation means sudden disrespect and utter anger. I'm sorry,
utter disrespect.
Yes, C, complete and utter disrespect.
Okay, so C is where Barry is going. Mary, what about you? What are you?
With the correct answer, which is A.
So, Mary gets that one. It is a sudden alarming dismay.
Damn it.
Go ahead and mark that down as
she's getting closer. It's 6-3 now.
After four questions.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you're just joining us, we are playing a fun vocabulary game. It was originally called the Movie Vocab Blab, but as has been pointed out, this name sucks. So
I think that intern may have just made that and then just like quit on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is the intern who goes home for Christmas. Okay. This is the intern's last show.
Gotcha.
I think starting next year, I believe we have a new intern. So.
I hope so.
Yeah. Ed, who knows what that will bring to the graphics department. All right. Rafe, you'll be happy to know we are moving away from the Hunchback Notre Dame. We are moving on to not that.
Still on.
Yeah. Just kidding, Rafe. I got you. Now we are moving on to Under the Sea and The Little Mermaid. And specifically, when Sebastian says, "Win the sardine, begin the bag." Goodness, begin the baguine. It's music to me. So, Begin. Mary, I believe you're up first this go-round. Is it a foxtrot-like dance to a bolero rhythm? Is it a French pastry? Or is it a slow but joyous song?
Well, let's see. I think I would have to go with A again.
Okay, so Mary's going to go with A. Ricardo agrees with you. Kim says it's C. Steve, just use the first letter of each word and shorten it, which is what we're doing here. If except for C, we've got A, a foxtrot-like dance, B, a French pastry, or C, a slow but joyous song. So yeah, A, B, C, just like that.
And Barry's picking the pastry.
I am hungry.
He needs a snack.
So yeah, so far it seems to be I believe C is winning. A slow but joyous song is leading, a foxtrot-like dance to a bolero rhythm. But then now we got a whole lot of A's coming in, so it looks like A has retaken the lead. Barry, what do you say? What say you, buddy?
I'm going to say A as well. Foxtrot-like dance to a bolero rhythm.
It's funny you should say that because...
Yes.
The Begin is a foxtrot-like dance to a bolero rhythm. So, nicely done. Wow, we are only halfway through these. Let's
speed it up a little bit.
Maybe if I didn't say the name in between.
Yeah.
I don't know why you suggested I do that, Mary.
Right, that was my suggestion.
All right, the next one is Quid Pro Quo. When in Be Prepared in The Lion King, Scar sings, of course, quid pro quo, you're expected to take certain duties on board. Is quid pro quo, matter of fact, is it something for something, or is it a seafood dish made of squid?
Huh.
Barry, what do you got?
This is the first one that I think I actually absolutely positively know. And it means quid pro quo means something for something. And the reason I know that is because of, for some reason, my parents thought it was okay to let me watch The Silence of the Lambs when I was like 9 years old. And you know, one of the famous quotes is quid pro quo. I mean, I can say it right. You say it, Bill. You can say it.
I think it's quid pro quo, Clarice.
That's it.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Now we know what's wrong with him.
Okay. Oh, please don't do that again, Bill. Please.
I'm not even going to finish that. Never mind. Mm-hmm. All right. So Barry says quid pro quo is something for something. Mary, how about you?
Yep. That would be correct. So yes. I'll go with B as well.
Yes. Yes. Paraphrased. But yes, it is, in fact, something for something. This for that, if you will. If you will, tit for tat is another way I've heard.
Tat for tit. Yep. Huh? Let's move on, Bill. I think I have an issue. What's that problem when you just splurt words out?
They're having Tourette's.
No, I don't want to make fun of that. I don't have that.
No. Okay. From Aladdin, one jump ahead, one jump ahead of the slow pokes, one skip ahead of the doom of my doom. Next time, I'm going to use a nom de plume. Is that a recipe, a pen name, or a feather in your cap? Barry, I believe this is yours to go first. Is nom de plume a recipe, a pen name, or a feather in your cap?
Let's see. One jump ahead of the slowpokes, one skip ahead of the doom. Next time, use a nom de plume. Not sure about this. I am going to guess B, a pen name.
Okay. And so far, that's what a lot of folks at home are saying. B, B, B. We've got Bridget with a C. More B. Whitney with a C. and everyone else is bees. Mary, mm-hmm. how about you?
So I'm going to go with B, the correct answer.
Mary's always so sure.
Well, you could use the process of elimination.
Yeah.
He's not going to use a recipe when he's jumping on buildings.
Well, why would he use a pen?
Well, what's in his hand there? Isn't that bread in his hand there? You might need a bread recipe, Mary.
You might, but not on top of the building.
Well, you never know. Sometimes when I am hanging off the side of buildings, I like to make bread.
Okay.
But it is pen name. It is pen name. And that is what most folks are saying there. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Is precocious pretentious, well-educated, or is it? I think I know what one Bridget isn't going for. A child who has developed some set of skills or abilities earlier than is usual for their age. Mary, I believe you're up first this go-round. What is precocious?
You got to read it again. I want to hear you say the first part again.
What's that? The supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Yes, that part? Very good. Yep, that was great.
Thank you. Thanks, Mary.
So it's that really long answer you had up there. Having developed abilities.
Yeah, it is a child who's developed some set of skills or abilities earlier than is usual for their age. That is, yeah, Bridget points out that's too many words. Chris points out he's always looking to take a test every Thursday at 8 p.m. That is fun, isn't it? We're making vocabulary fun, buddy. Come on. But everyone is saying B. What about you, Barry?
People are saying B?
People are saying, no, I'm sorry. Everyone's saying C. Jen said B. George says B.
And Kim Garrett says B. Barry to say the word.
Sean says B. Yeah, we have a whole lot of people saying B for precocious. But what about that first word?
What, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Yes, sir. Kim wanted to hear it. And you fulfilled Kim's wish.
Nailed it. I'm going to say A, pretentious.
Okay, so precocious is actually a child who has developed some set of skills or abilities earlier than usual for their age.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
That is I don't know if you saw Taken Jr., but it is like a 6-year-old kid whose sister gets kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Precocious. And he's like, "Jeepers, sir, I've got a special set of skills." I don't know where I was going with that, but I'm going to move on. They're not all winners. In my head, it was funny. It just didn't come out that way.
Not at all.
Last one. From Beauty and the Beast and Belle, but behind that fair facade, that was just, I should have taken it off. I should have taken it off because Mary's head was down and it was like when I said facade, it was, I am so sorry that I did that. There's a show, if you ever go, oh my, there we go.
Triggered.
Thanks, intern. There's a show. It's called the play that goes wrong. Have you ever heard of it? Okay. Anyway, there. On a side note, there is now on Amazon Prime. It's called The Goes Wrong Show. It's very, very funny. That's all I'm going to say about it. But if you have Amazon Prime, check out The Goes Wrong Show. It's very, very funny. Anyway, and the play that goes wrong, there was it's a lot of things that go wrong on stage, and it's got a lot of like amateur actors, not really. But one of the shticks is that a guy can't memorize his lines. So anytime there's a big word, you'll see him look at his hand, And one of the times he says, it's all just such a facade. So that is what that's from. Anyway,
I'll tell you what, Bill. As soon as I'm finished The Mandalorian, I'll check that show out.
Okay, that's going to happen probably by next week. We'll talk about it on next week's episode. Absolutely. Sweet.
Yep.
Behind that fair facade, I'm afraid she's rather odd. Facade, is that an outward experience used to conceal something? Is it incredible beauty, or is it a delicate nature? What's the okay. All right. Mary, you've been a wonderful sport, by the way, so thank you. Mm-hmm. But behind that fair facade, I'm afraid she's rather odd. Who's up first? Barry, is it you this time?
Yeah. I mean, a facade is an outward appearance used to conceal something. Definitely. Okay.
Mary?
That's correct.
He's correct.
All the people are correct, too.
Yes, all of the people are correct. And that the correct answer is an outward appearance used to conceal something is indeed a facade. All right. That does it for this week. We've got another fun show next week. A quick personal note. My mom is having a rotator cuff surgery tomorrow morning. So if you could keep her in your thoughts. I know that's it's kind of a painful thing. The good news is she should be back on the softball mound and pitching by next spring.
Very nice.
That's
she'll be able to hit you.
Yeah. That's what happened, actually, is I was mouthing off and she swung so hard when she was hitting me that she tore her rotator cuff.
Throwing shoes at Bill all the time, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's good. She gets like the boomerang thing with shoes. Like she'll throw it and be like, and back on her foot. Is that Eddie Murphy that talked about that? I think that was Eddie Murphy that had that joke.
It may have been.
Yeah. Anyway, Mary, thank you.
I want to hear Barry's math here. How many points did he get out of 9 questions?
What was the final score, Barry?
Well, it was very tight early on. It was heated, but at the end I pulled away. It was me 34, Mary 3.
Out of 9 questions.
Yes.
Right.
I think we had 10. I think we had 10, Mary.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think at least that's how many I had on there. Oh, you know what? We do have one more, don't we?
Yeah, I thought you trimmed one because it was getting kind of long.
Well, then I would have had to have trimmed like 10. Is, but we had genuflect is the one that I left off there. Prince Ali, fabulous he, Ali Ababwa, genuflect, show some respect, down on one knee. Is that to show respect or worship by bending down on one knee? Is it to bow or curtsy? Or is it a military salute? Barry, which one do you have?
I'm going to give this one to Mary. I'm just going to submit this one. Mary can have it just so she can say that she got more than 3 points. She's got 4 points.
Right, wow. That's big of you.
Thank you.
You know, considering the answer is right in the text.
Go ahead, Barry.
I'm going to say to show respect or worship by bending down to one knee.
Mary?
Yes, that's correct.
Uh-huh. Thank you. So that is how we play Airbnb Disney Podcast Movie Vocab Blab. This name sucks.
Right. That intern, you need to ask for a higher level intern.
Yeah, I mean,
next semester.
You know, I may get involved in the hiring process this go round.
I think you should.
Apparently Mary's husband was also keeping score. Mm-hmm. He's got it a little different than you do, Barry. Yeah.
He's wrong too.
He's keeping
Mary 10, Barry 9.
Well, he's just keeping score because he's hoping to score tonight. That's the deal. That's what it is.
He doesn't even have the right score though, because
oh, Mary,
about a 7.
You were keeping score?
I was.
Okay, what did you have as the score?
Barry has 7 and I have 10.
Wow, how about that?
Stop the count. Stop the count.
It's Amanda recount.
Yeah. Wrong. All right. Well, that does it. I you know, one of the things that Barry and I have talked about a little bit, Whitney knows a graphics guy. One of the things Barry and I talked about, Barry pointed out that our goodbyes are all like a half hour long. And that's it's always been that way in my family. We start to say goodbye, and then like 45 minutes later, we're all still standing around talking with our coats on. So I know I'm guilty of that. I'm going to try to make this short. Barry, if folks want to find the podcast, where do they go to do that?
Well, you can find us anywhere that you find you can find your favorite podcast. Spotify, Apple. If you are on Apple, though, please, could you rate us 5 stars? 5. Now, Mary, if they're watching this, they don't really like particularly like it, and they want to give us anything less than 5 stars, where should that rating go?
The Crazy for Disney podcast.
Yep.
I love that you just barely played along with that. It's fun. Mary, let's say I wanted to talk about the color of Joy's dress in Inside Out. How would I go about doing that?
You would have to talk about it being yellow and spell it correctly.
Oh,
Y-E-L-L-O-W. It's not green or anything else. I think you were colorblind that night.
You hurt Bill's feelings.
Well. All right, then.
At least you try. I mean, Barry's awful at the color game.
This has been our longest goodbye yet of any show.
Barry, shut up. Anyway, next week we will be back at the same bat time. And our good friend Ernie Sabella is going to tell you a little bit about that.
Hey, gang, don't forget to tune in to my friends Bill and Barry from Airbnb Disney Podcast every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on Facebook. That's Airbnb Disney Podcast. Hakuna Matata.
I love that. All right. Anyway, thank you, Mary. Thank you for joining us. Folks at home, thank you for joining us. And have a wonderful evening. See you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Good night, guys.